This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, the incredible blues vocalist, Shamika Copeland.
Thank you.
Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's good to be here.
And you have brought someone in to help you out today. Who have you brought?
This is Arthur Nielsen.
Welcome.
Technically, he brought me here.
The newest record is called Outskirts of Love, back on Alligator Records. Information on the disc and on Shamika at her website, shamikacopeland.com, spelled S-H-E-M-E-K-I-A. There is an extra little I in there.
Yes.
Shamika Copeland, my guest. Let's talk a little bit about your background in history, because you are not very old, and yet you have been doing this now for a long time already. Started really early, right? Like 8 years old, something like that.
Yeah, I did. I started singing the blues. It's easy to do when you're second generation, because my father was a great blues musician, Johnny Copeland. And so I just grew up with music in my house, and that's kind of how I got started so young.
It's really cool going back to our music library where we've got a bunch of your records, but we've also got a bunch of your dad's records, and they line up right next to them.
That is
awesome. On the record shelf.
I saw that big old stack you got there. I was like, wow, you got them all.
So early on, if I understand, your dad was bringing you out on tour with him. Mm-hmm. As like a showcase, or did you open for him, or how did that work?
Well, at first it was a showcase. I mean, when I was 8 years old.
Like get up and sing one song?
Yeah, I'd get up and sing one song. But as time went by, I would start to do a couple songs. And then later on, I ended up doing the whole first set.
And then the things just kind of shifted a little bit, where all of a sudden it was a Shamika Copeland show.
And then right? I was starting to do my own little Shamika Copeland gigs. It was cool.
You know, when you're a young girl, 8, 9, 10, young teens, obviously dad's great. You know, dad makes music. His music's cool. Did you have a sense of just how good your dad was and how important your dad was in the blues world until you got to be of an older age?
No, had no clue. Actually, I went to Spain with my father when I was like 9 years old. And I couldn't believe I was so far away from home and all these people knew my dad. And I thought, holy crap, he must be famous or something, you know, because he's just dad, you know, to me, sitting around the house playing guitar. And I thought that's when I saw it, you know. When we came home from that trip, that's when I looked at him a little bit different. I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe dad is, you know, famous.
A big deal, yeah. Shamika Copeland is my guest today on Jefferson Public Radio. Her newest record is called Outskirts of Love. All kinds of different music on this album that we'll talk about in a bit. What would you like to perform first?
We're going to do the title track, and it's called Outskirts of Love. Woman at the bus stop in a wedding gown. There's a ticket in her hand. She's headed out of town carrying a suitcase bound up with string. It was all that she had left since she pawned her wedding ring. When I passed by later, she had gone away, and a homeless man was holding a bouquet. Living the outskirts of love, living on the outskirts of love. Little girl in the hallway with a dolly outside the door. That's how mama tells her to go and play some more. Mama's entertaining a special man inside. Wouldn't it be fun to go run and hide? Always freezing, there's hardly any heat. It's getting darker on the street. Living on the outskirts of love. Thank you. Arthur Nielsen on that guitar. Motel in the desert, sinking in the sand. How she ended up here, she couldn't understand. Better dreams on 13, she let it ride. All she ended up with was a stranger by her side. Latest lie in life, so easy to deceive. Still searching for that reason to believe. Yeah, to believe. Living on the outskirts of love. Outskirts of love. When you can find the things you've been dreaming of, you're living on the outskirts, living on the outskirts, living on the outskirts of love.
That is Outskirts of Love. It's Shamika Copeland with help from Arthur Nielsen in the JPR studios today. It's the title track from the new record out. That one co-written by the guy who produced the record, Oliver Wood.
Yeah.
He has been here a couple of times. In fact, he's going to be here in just a couple of weeks.
Oh, nice.
With the Wood Brothers. How did you get connected with Oliver Wood? That seems an unlikely combo for a blues record, straight
well,
blues record.
We started out being just fans, you know, of the Wood Brothers. And
was it Tinsley Ellis he used to play with, right, as the guitarist?
He did play
yeah.
with Tinsley Ellis. Oh, wow, yeah. I forgot all about that, but yeah, he did. And we were fans, you know, John and I, of the Wood Brothers. And John, you know, thought about it, and he thought, you know, I'm loving what this guy's doing. Let's see what he can do with you. And it, for me, it's like a match made in heaven. I mean, I love working with him. He's just been everything I needed, I think.
Cool. You mentioned before the tune that it was in your teens when you started to really recognize your dad's popularity. Mm-hmm. Was there a moment that you can remember where the light bulb came on and you said to yourself, wait a minute, I'm not actually here to support my dad. My dad's here supporting me. Do you remember when that happened?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit later because for so many years, my dad would say, I need you to come out and help me, baby, you know, and I just found out he didn't need my help at all. He was helping me, you know, and I didn't know that until later on. You know, here I am thinking, you know, I'm just doing something for my dad, and he was giving me all of this world experience and all of this stage experience in different types of venues, clubs, festivals, I mean, just about everything, and teaching me what he knew about touring and life and just everything, you know. And it was great to get that.
Your debut came out when you were like 18 years old, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of blew the lid off the blues world. Everybody talking about you being the new big thing in blues. When you look back on it, because it's been now 15 plus years or so since that record came out, right?
17 records.
When you look back on that record and who you were as a person singing the blues at 18, what's your impression of that young girl on that record?
She was a child, didn't know what the hell she was doing.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was a kid. You know, I was making my first record. It was a brand new experience altogether, you know. I like being a grown-up so much better.
You have more to sing about, right?
That's right.
More
exactly.
experiences.
Yeah.
If I understand correctly, you've never really thought of yourself much as a songwriter. Is that true? Do you write a lot of music?
No. I mean, I do write occasionally. If I have an idea, I'll write it down. But no, I don't really consider myself as a songwriter. I think too many people do, you know, which help with the demise of the music business. Mm. I think Tom Waits said it best. He was like, bad writing is what's ruining the world or something like that. No, I mean, I just feel like there's a big difference between a person who writes a song and a songwriter.
Mm.
I just always felt that way. And I really do, you know. So.
And is that from the perspective of the weight of lyrics or the structure of the music or a combination of both?
The lyrics.
Yeah.
The lyrics. Because you have to be careful about the way in which you say things. And, you know, it really takes a poet, you know. And I write the way I talk. And that's not good.
That could get you in trouble, maybe.
Exactly.
Shamika Copeland is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest record is called Outskirts of Love. She's in our studio with guitarist Arthur Nielsen. What do you guys want to play next?
Every record, I like to do one of my dad's tunes. And on the last record, we did a song called Devil's Hand, so we're going to give that one a try. Woke up early one morning, saw the devil playing his hand. Woke up early one morning, saw the devil playing his hand. You know he wrecked my life just like a hurricane. When you're playing with the devil, don't you know you're playing a losing hand? When you're playing with the devil, don't you know you're playing a losing hand? 'Cause cheating is all that devil understands. Please, Mr. Devil, go back where you belong. Please, Mr. Devil, go back where you belong. Mistake. I thought the devil wouldn't stop by here. Believe me when I tell ya, the devil is everywhere. Woke up early one morning, saw the devil playing his hand. You know he wrecked my life just like a hurricane.
That is Shamika Copeland live here on Jefferson Public Radio with guitarist Arthur Nielsen. The newest record is called Outskirts of Love. Information at ShamikaCopeland.com. Congratulations on the Grammy nomination.
Thank you very
this
much.
This is number three, I believe,
for
this new record.
Yeah.
To go along with a truckload of other blues accolades over the years. So congratulations on all of those.
Thank you.
This new record is a combination of songs from all over the place. Songs made popular by the likes of Solomon Burke, ZZ Top, which is kind of an interesting choice, though they did blues early on.
Yeah.
Before the songs that we all know them from MTV and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Jesse Winchester, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee. How do you stumble upon the songs that you choose to put on a record?
The process is kind of crazy because I'm so picky about what I want to put out into the universe. So there's a whole lot of conversations going on and a lot of songs being thrown back and forth. And this particular record, everybody's on the outskirts of something. You know, that's why we called it that. Whether it's social injustice or date rape or love, whatever it is, you're on the outskirts of it, you know. And that's how all the songs were picked, based on that, you know.
This is perhaps a little overly general, but historically speaking, blues songs many of them tended to be about love loss or missed connections. You know, my baby done left me and now I'm all alone.
Right.
Right. You have pushed the lyrical content of what is considered blues in a lot of different directions. Some of those topics that you just mentioned. Do you see a point at which is the edge of blues? Or
absolutely not.
No?
No, absolutely. It's so funny. I always say this all the time. Everybody else has taken from blues, you know, and done with whatever they want. And when blues artists take back, it's like, what are they doing? Oh my God, stop it. You can't do that.
Right.
And I'm like, why can't I steal? Why can't I do a little country? Why can't I do a little soul? Why can't I do a little rock and roll? I mean, we're all intertwined in some way. So it's like, let's just all make music. To me, I just made a blues record, you know?
Yeah. You know, throughout history, there were characteristics that you could link to places. There was Kansas City, there was Chicago, there was New York, there was New Orleans. Is the world too small of a place now? Is everything interconnected these days where there are no longer these distinct styles coming out of places? Or as you travel, do you still hear distinct blues styles and influences in different locations?
Oh, I do. I mean, I think...
You still do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can hear it because I was born into it. So I know the difference between, you know, Texas blues and Delta blues and Chicago blues, you know, and that's a difference than the guys who are come from up in New England playing blues. It's just like, it's just a different sound. So I can tell, but I don't know if the listener so much cares, you know, it's just blues to them, you know, and that's all right with me.
So where do you sit? Where do your influences come from?
Gosh.
Where do they not come from, maybe, right?
I can't even say, because, I mean, I grew up in New York City. My daddy was from Texas, and I live in Chicago.
Not bad.
Hey, I don't even know. It's just, I just have a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Over the last decade, maybe two decades, we've all heard about, read about, and watched the demise of the music business, the music industry, and certain genres of music specifically. Jazz music doing very poorly in the United States. Classical music doing...
you're not supposed to say that out loud. Right.
Classical music outside of a concert hall really not doing much in terms of record sales anymore.
Yeah.
What's the general state of blues? Or do you even get a sense of that being in the middle of it as a performer?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are no record stores, you know, that sell our records anymore. So everything we sell is off the stage. Yeah, I think all music that's not pop music was hit pretty hard with the change in the music business.
But now you sell directly to the people that are there passionately supporting what you do.
Right? We do.
You got to sing at the White House.
Yes.
Tell me about that. How did that come about and what was that experience like
for you? It was surreal. I still couldn't believe it. I was telling my mother, we took pictures there, and I said to my mom, I said, Mom, how is anybody ever going to know that I was there if they don't send the picture? You know, it's like freaking out over the picture. And then my mom just kind of looked at me and she was like, sweetie, it was on TV. And it's on YouTube. Like, they know you were there. That being said, it was just surreal. First of all, I'm there at the White House performing for the president and the first lady. And then I'm there with B.B. King and Buddy Guy, Mick Jagger, Jeff Beck. It's just like, it was... The whole thing was crazy.
It has been a pleasure to have you here.
Oh,
thanks for
coming
and visiting with us. Shamika Copeland is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio with her guitarist Arthur Nielsen in our studios. The newest record is called Outskirts of Love. That one on Alligator Records, a very, very well-known blues label. They've been putting out good stuff for decades. ShamikaCopeland.com is the web address. What do you want to finish with today?
We're going to tackle, speaking of stealing, stealing back, we're going to do Driving Out of Nashville. He said, girl, you could go far. I'm gonna make you a star. Then he put his hand upon my knee. He looked deep into my eyes, and what he got was a big surprise. Now I'm singing bye-bye, Tennessee. I'm driving out of Nashville with a body in the trunk, trying to figure out the depths that I've sunk. I never hit the big time, but I went out with a bang. Country music ain't nothing but the blues with a twang. guess I had enough. My bouffant lost his puff. These music men got one thing on their mind. They claim that your big chance is somewhere in their pants, but disappointment's all you're gonna find. I'm driving out of Nashville with a body in the trunk, trying to figure out the depths that I've sunk. I never hit the big time, but I went out with a bang. 'Cause country music ain't nothing but the blues with a twang. Dreamed I played the Opry like Loretta and old Hank. Instead I'm headed for the hills to barely have a tank. Don't look clear looking in my rearview mirror. I just hope that things don't get much worse. It's a long and desperate ride, as lonely as Charlie Pride, praying that the cops don't get me first. I'm driving out of Nashville with a body in the trunk, trying to figure out the depths that I've sunk. I never hit the big time, but I went out with a bang. 'Cause country music ain't nothing but the blues. Country music ain't nothing but the blues. Country music ain't nothing but the blues with a twang.
That is Shamika Copeland live here in the JPR studios today with her guitarist Arthur Nielsen. The new record is called Outskirts of Love. That one nominated for a Grammy Award. We are just a few weeks away from the Grammys. Are you headed this year?
Yes, I'm going out there for a little bit.
Cool. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you and listen to you perform.
Oh, it was a pleasure being here. Thanks for having us.